This is Malcolm King of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project. I'm at King's Home and it's Friday the 25th of March 2011. I have John Thayers with me from the project. I'm also glad to say I have Martin Slatter with me, who, amongst other things, North Gloucestershire Rugby Combination. And I'm glad to say he's brought along with him Tommy Oakes. And it's Tommy that we really want to talk to this afternoon. So welcome, Tommy.
Thank you.
First of all, tell us how old you are, Tommy.
I'll be 91 July the 6th.
Good on, you're looking very well on it, I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel very well, actually.
Good.
As well.
Good. I think you were born and bred in Gloucester, weren't you?
Yes.
So when were you born?
17 Juicy Street, Treadworth.
All right. And did you come to King's Home as a boy? Did you come to watch the rugby here?
No, we were Treadworth lads and you stayed in Treadworth right up to...
But you started to play rugby in Treadworth, did you?
Yes, we used to play out in the streets, actually. This is very funny. We used to play out in the street with the newspapers rolled together with a piece of string round and you threw that to one another in the street as children. But of course, when we left school to go to work, it changed a little bit then, because you were able to pay your way. And we had a big family. I was brought up with a big family, so.
Yeah.
It was hard, very hard, but it was better.
So what age did you go to work?
14 years of age.
And what were you doing then?
I started in the a factory that was on the end of our street, actually. It was a woodworking factory, but my father was in the building trade, a plasterer. And I arrived on the site where he worked, and I heard him, but Mr. I forget the name, your son has just arrived here, he wants a job, George. And he said, well, start him. He said, put him along with his uncle. My uncle was my dad's mate, working mate. And, well, that was it then. I settled in and I got taught the plastering trade. So.
And you started playing rugby for Treadworth, did you?
No, with Old Boys, no.
Oh, with Old Boys.
Yeah. Right. Well, I started playing rugby for with Old Boys and then that was it. It was a case of in the service, went overseas and we hadn't been out there a month and we were captured by the Germans. And
oh, where was that?
In Cassel, in France. Yeah. We were left behind, actually. Yeah, I was a member of the battalions. One of the battalions was ordered to stay behind to keep all the roads open for the evacuation, the BEF. That was that then. That was all my youth gone.
Yeah. So you spent the rest of the war as a prisoner of war, did you?
Yeah. Not very pleasant.
No, it must have been hard times.
Yeah. Terrible conditions, but nevertheless, all right now.
Well, you've survived it well.
Yeah, beautiful. And had a real good time since. So.
So when did you get back to Gloucester?
We were released in May by the Americans in a place, Katowice, up by Katowice in Poland. That's it, and it was in May when we arrived home. Yeah. Very nice too.
I doubt this, Gloucester has never looked so good to you.
No, very, very pleasant indeed.
Yeah. And then what sort of employment did you go into, Tommy?
Back into the building trade as soon as I Cadenia. Unfortunately, we were on a site in Eastern Avenue working, and something went wrong with a job there, and across the road, where Martin was also employed, the council was running their own branch.
Building maintenance, basically.
Building maintenance.
All the local homes in stock. You know.
And brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, just right.
And did you resume playing rugby when you got back from the
Yes.
war?
Yes, funnily enough, the Widnall boys team then was part Trevor and part Coneill, and they left, and the youth of that side took over from the Trevor side, but they were pre-war, and that's how we went from there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what first brought you down here to Kingsholm?
The invitation from my club to come here to see whether I would make the Gloucester side.
Yeah.
I stayed here all the time after I came here, hoping that I would get into the first side. Unfortunately, I never established that right. But while I was here, I was very friendly. I got very friendly with the groundsman that was here and his wife, because she used to do all the jerseys and everything like that. And
do you remember his name?
Yeah, George Hudson. No relation to...
the Hudsons.
No, I don't think so anyway, to be quite honest, no. George and his wife, who lived in the street that runs alongside the ground here.
St. Mary's Street.
St. Mark's, that's right, yeah. And he died. Went out, and the next thing, I was asked whether I would like to ever go to the ground. I knew a groundsman that had been here before George, actually. He worked on our department as well, in the, not on our side of it, but on the gardening and all
Parks
that.
Department.
You see, they've got the top
Parks
of,
Department.
That's right, Parks Department. And he said, if you want to help, he said, I'll let you in on the know. And on top of that, young David Barham, that's here now, his dad used to do the King's School. Still doing it. His other brother runs it as well, the King's School. And the same with him, if you want to. And on top of that, we had two or three farmers in the Gloucester Club and the committees and all that. And have a go, and we'll push you right. And I said, on one condition, you don't interfere with me, because I've got a good job. The one that I started it with, the estate, just up my street, because you were working with these lads, doing your own job, and if you weren't occupied, if they wanted that, so it's several trades, you've got knowledge of everything, so just up my street. And,
so do you remember what year that was that you took over here?
19 years of age, when I was 19. As soon as I met the wife, that was in 1948.
Yeah.
I have never touched a cigarette or a drink since. Never. And with the wife they had seen the wife of Mr. Wadley and Mr. Tandy. They were two of the organisers here then, in those days, very good friends of mine, especially Mr. Wadley. with his knowledge and everything like that, and between us, we agreed that I would not be interfered with because of my job. Incidentally, I had to be very, very careful because one of the main people in the office then was a councillor of the city, Mr. Gilbert Dance, who was one of our bosses. So I had to be very careful what I was doing.
Which Mr. Wadley are we talking about there?
Is Doug.
Doug.
Yeah, very great friend. Yeah, I still keep in touch with Ev, his wife, now.
Yeah.
Because we were... She was... And I were kids at school together in Treadworth. Because she was a Treadworth lass.
Yeah.
And Doug, he came from down in off the Bristol Road years ago. I knew his father as well.
Fred.
Doug, yeah, Fred, yes. Old players from here.
Yeah. Well, he was captain here, Fred, of course.
Yeah.
In fact, they had a very successful run under his captaincy.
Great.